Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining us today. We got a great show lined up for you straight ahead with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is one of the lead partners over at Tatum Partners, and every month he polls hundreds and hundreds of his partners who are running businesses across the country, small businesses and medium business-sized businesses in just about every industry known to mankind. And those guys answer back and they say, hey, here's how things are going in our area. Here's how things are, we think, are going to be going for the next 60 days or so. He compiles all that information. And one of the people we're so happy that this is the case, he reports back to is us. He tells us about what's going on, gives us the report. And we not only talk to you about it on the show, we put it on our website. Sam lets us do that, and we appreciate that. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Boy, it's a great pleasure to be back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back. And how much snow was in Aspen?
Well, it was so much that we never hit a rock. So I figured, man, whatever it is, if we don't hit a rock, that's just great.
Did you ski Ajax?
Yes, we mainly ski Ajax and sometimes Aspen Highlands and Snowmass. They're all right there together.
Ajax is just above the town and looks down on the town, and Highlands is where I learned to ski.
Well, Highlands is great.
Are they still using the graduated length method of teaching there?
Well, I don't know. I haven't taken a lesson in years.
Well, I was hoping you'd check that out for me. That's how I learned to ski, with the graduated length method, you know, where they cut the back of your ski off.
Yeah. Well, what they do now is skis are so short. You know, used to be when you and I, we're old guys, and when we were growing up, you'd reach up as high as you could reach, and that's how long your ski was supposed to be.
Right.
Now, the skis are shorter than our eyeballs, and so they're short already. You don't need to graduate it.
I don't think I like them. I don't think I like the short skis. I like the longer ones myself. But anyway, I'm glad you guys, I know you guys had a great visit out there in Aspen, and I live vicariously through you, Sam. I don't get to do all the fun stuff you do, so it's important for you to come back and tell me how. And by the way, did we have fun while we were out there?
Oh, we had a blast.
That's all I ask, is that you come back.
Every guy who works as hard as you and I do, which is most of your audience there, we need to take a break every now and then.
We all deserve a ski trip, don't we, Sam?
Yep. Even though we're having fun while we're working.
What did your guys tell you about how December was for them?
Well, you know, we poll every month right at the end of the month, and so at the end of December, essentially effective January 1st, our people are saying the economy and business conditions were strong, extending the trend that we've seen in recent months, and it's good news in almost every way that we measure. You know, one of the interesting things is that any company that has a backlog at the end of December, or, you know, has a backlog period, they try to ship all that out. So our backlog.
Oh, yeah.
And that's true. And, you know,
trying to finish up the year strong, get the inventory out of the building so that we don't have to count it, blah, 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 right?
Exactly. And that's true in every business. You know, if you in a business, the fourth week of a month is always the strongest. And the last month of the year, you try to get everything done as well. And also the third month of the quarter. It's just one of those things that happens. But other than that, we see everything in our survey as of January 1st as very, very positive.
Pretty good December, huh?
Sorry?
Pretty good December.
It was good. It was good.
Retail was pretty good?
Retail was good. Interestingly, we don't make adjustments for seasonal effects, and
right.
So naturally, retailing was good in December. Wholesaling was not strong, but the wholesaling had been strong in prior months. So we measure, we note which industry and which region and that sort of thing are strongest and weakest, And certainly retailing was strong. Interestingly, manufacturing was very, very strong and was actually our strongest sector.
What do you make of that? What do you make of that?
It's been kind of a weak sector, so that we're happy to see that.
What do you make of that, Sam?
Well, I think that as our economy continues, you know, we're in our fourth year of expanding economy, that the manufacturing is now catching up with the rest of the demand. You know, it's a demand pull thing, and finally now manufacturing is really strong, and that means that commitments for capital expenditures are strong, employment is up, and we think it's a very, very good sign.
Stand by, Sam. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got an opinion about why Sam said why folks reported that manufacturing was strong. I'm going to give you my opinion and see what Sam thinks about it. We're going to do that right after these messages. We got a lot more to come with our good friend Sam Norwood. 20 till, stay with us.
Everybody's looking for
welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And Sam Norwood just got back from a vacation, a ski vacation in Aspen, Colorado, and Jace, my crack board-out producer there at the network, tells me now that that Aspen has an 87-inch base, Sam, right now. And what is that, 1 to 2 feet today? I think they're getting a whole new, maybe 24 inches today.
Yeah, so they're getting a whole lot out there.
Sound like you left a little early if you like powder skiing.
Yeah. No,
powder skiing was in another life for me, Sam. I can't do it anymore.
I came out Monday, we were having snow then, and so much so that we had to take a bus out of Aspen up to the 5-hour trip up to Denver. Missed my connection and made a long day for traveling back.
Yeah,
but it was still all worth it.
Oh yeah. Sam, we were talking about manufacturing and how that's actually the strongest sector in your survey that your people reported.
Yep.
And you gave us, you said why you thought it was the case. I have a theory about this. I think that we've just come through what I consider to be a transition period, and it's been a transition period for two areas, and they're joined at the hip, obviously, and that is American manufacturing and the American workforce. I think that what's happened is those two sectors, those two groups of folks in the marketplace had to transition from the 20th century and all the baggage and all the way that we used to do business into the realities of the 21st century. The manufacturing had to be sorted out. All right, what do we now do in America? What do we outsource? What's feasible? What's profitable? What's effective? What's likely? What's the most logical thing for us to manufacture in America? What are those things? Let's do those things. And the people who had 20th century skills and were not employable in 2000 or 2001 in a 21st century factory got those skills or learn how to do something else. And so now what's happening is we have the manufacturing that's right for 21st century America and for the global economy working in America, and we have people who have now become skilled and we've trained for those jobs, and therefore we have the report that you just gave us about manufacturing and 2 million new jobs a year last year and projected for this year. What do you think?
Well, I think that's certainly right. Let's give it a time perspective. If we go back to the mid-1980s, some 20 years ago, that was the beginning of the revolution having to do with PCs, computers, and then along came cell phones, and the productivity thing came up, and the technology started going, and it gathered momentum so that in the late 1990s, that reached a great crescendo, and then we hit the wall, and the economy slumped, and technology and all that. A lot of small companies had a very rough time.
Yep.
In the early part. All right, now we've come through that really tough time in the early 2000s. 5 years ago and 4 years ago, it was really rough. And now we've been 4 years coming up. And I think one of the things that helps us a lot, in addition to having gone through that transition, because, and we're, by the way, still in that transition. Look at the automobile manufacturers, still struggling. So we're still in that to a degree, but I think that the weakness of the dollar is a blessing for our domestic manufacturers. The rest of the world is coming to America to buy its things because the dollar is weak, and our products, which otherwise would have been, let's say, maybe competitive but not as competitive, now look really, really good to the rest of the world in terms of pricing.
Right, exactly. But you know, Sam, back when they were talking about a jobless recovery, some of the politicians were complaining that, you know, we have a jobless recovery, and it became, if you didn't know it before then, it should have become apparent in those days that politicians don't really understand, most politicians, many of them, don't really understand how jobs are created, how the economy works. It was clear to me in my dangerous, you know, amateur economist way that we were in a transition period. That didn't take a lot of genius to figure that out.
Well, you know, part of the technology revolution has helped us in terms of pricing. Part of this transition has helped keep inflation low.
Through productivity and outsourcing.
Yes, productivity and outsourcing. In fact, international companies in our survey were among the strongest in types of companies. International was very, very strong, and the rising world economy, world trade, really does help us. And so we're able to buy things less expensively from other places. That helps us in our inflation, and also we continue to have huge increases in productivity domestically, and that increase in productivity domestically helps us be able to sell worldwide. So our inflation really is quite low, although this past year at 3.4% on the consumer price index. A bit higher than last year, and the highest
right.
in 5 years is still well under control.
And I think the Fed is going to keep it under control with interest rates.
Yep.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, capital expenditures have been pretty significant, and we're going to get Sam to tell us why that is and why that's good for the economy. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance, and please subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes on Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead and by email, as I said. And also, don't forget to check out our blog, which is something we create for you every day. It's all new every day. And it keeps all the things that we do here on the show and other things that we do right up front for you, keeps it up to within the last, all the stuff that we do is available to you that we've done for the last 2 weeks, I should say. And also, if you'd like for us to send you the blog, we'll do that too, and we'll do that 5 days a week. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners. And Sam, you guys have got a whole new website, a whole new URL, and a whole new report, and I like this new report.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, we hired a new CEO about a year ago, and he has really taken us to prepare for the next level. We now have 500 partners, but we expect to double that in the next few years. And we almost every small business goes through a transition like that.
Yep. Yep.
If you grow. You're ultimately going to go into what we call no man's land. in which the company outgrows its systems, it outgrows its initial philosophy, and sometimes it outgrows the initial founding CEO.
Yeah. And sometimes it outgrows the capitalization, too.
Well, exactly. Well, that's in our case, that capitalization wasn't the stretch, but it was. It often happens that the faster you grow, you can be net income positive and cash flow negative.
That's right.
And that's a real challenge. But we as a company that is ourselves started only a little over 10 years ago, we're a new business. But we've gone to 500 partners in 30 cities.
Pretty fast.
And we've come a long way. We'll have almost $100 million in revenues ourselves this year.
Congratulations.
So it's
give us that website, new website.
The new website is TatumLLC.com. TatumLLC.com. And we have a new look, and we do two principal areas. One is in technology and information technology, and the other is in financial leadership, often as CFO, but often as projects, working shoulder to shoulder with the other folks, and we're an outsource for these.
And that report is available at TatumLLC.com and also at my website, and we appreciate you sharing that with us, Sam. One of the things that I wanted to point out that you report this month, is that capital expenditures are up. Now, two things that folks like you track and that people like me are very much interested in is what are consumers doing, how are they spending money, and how are businesses spending money? Are they spending money? And if they're spending money, that means they have confidence in the marketplace. And corporations, businesses are spending money, aren't they, Sam?
Well, they are, and part of it is confidence. And when you have an economic run such as we have had for so long, our confidence builds over time. So confidence is one factor. A second factor is that we're outstripping our capacities as we grow. We stretch and stretch and stretch, and finally we say this thing is here to stay, at least for. For a while, and so we commit to capital expenditures. But the capital expenditures are not just for expansion and capacity. It goes further than that. It's for continued productivity improvements and cost reductions. And that's what helps make our people here in the United States competitive in the world, is that we now have good cash flow overall, good liquidity. And as a result of that our confidence, we are spending to make it even better.
Over the next 60 days, Sam, I got about 30, 40 seconds. What are you guys saying about the next 60 days?
Oh, next 60 look good to us. And, in fact, we're not economists. We go out only 60 days. But we think that we're on a positive track. Employment looks really good. Capital expenditures, again, and other projects are very positive. And so we think the next 60 days at least look very positive and good for most businesses, most regions in the country.
Well, I think there are some challenges in 2006 coming up. I think that we brought in some of them we brought from 2005, but I think overall I agree with you. It's going to be a good one. And Sam, we're going to have to wrap it up. Thanks for being here today. Give us that website again, please, the new one.
The website is TatumLLC.com.
TatumLLC.com. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.